Pokedads, it's brought to you by Top Cut Central, our number one place for bulk. Please visit topcutcentral.com/bulk for boxes. That's B-U-L-K, the number four, boxes. Today, Pokedad Aaron and I just were catching up on all the Shiny Star V and all the cards that were released prior before the official announcement on Wednesday. And then we just go into a very deep discussion about Colossal V and Colossal V Max. Do we like the decks? Do you prefer the full-blown, I'm going to attack it, or do you like to stall? We go very, very deep into the conversation. So let's just jump into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another exciting episode of Pokedads, a beginner TCG podcast about that one card game that seems to be flying off the shelves the past few weeks. It could be that. Sponsored by Top Cut Central. I'm your host, Pokedad Rick, and with me today is...
Pokedad Aaron.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. Been relaxing for the most part.
That's unheard of for you. 100% unheard of.
That's because I got a PS5 and that's all I've been playing. To be fair.
Yeah. So. And I was still in shock when you were like, yeah, I'm picking it up at Walmart at the end of the day. And I was like, wait, what?
it's been a good week for me in general. I got the PS5. I found a controller as the last one they had at Target. A new D&D book came out that's got a bunch of new content in it, which is super exciting. Get to replay Demon's Souls for the first time in like 7 years. It's good times.
What did you all get with the PS5? Just
Demon's Souls. And an extra controller that we found. But I had no choice. I was forced to get the PS5, guys. You have to understand, my wife made me get it. I didn't have a choice. Because Harry Potter is coming out in, March next year.
I was going to say, the Harry Potter game is not coming out anytime soon.
I know, but now I get to play my games now before she confiscates it back in March or whenever it comes out. Which is fine, because that's when Monster Hunter Rise comes out for the Switch. And I steal the Switch from the kid.
Nailed it. Well, or you could steal your wife's Switch. So if she's playing your PlayStation, you pay her Switch.
That'll show her.
She'll be
Harry Pottering and playing Animal Crossing at the same time.
You probably have never been so turned on in your life at that point.
I'm so proud of her.
So why no Spider-Man? Miles looked great. Reviews were great. Roscoe loved it.
I didn't play the original one either on the PlayStation 4.
It comes with a remastered.
I probably would enjoy it. It's just... Demon Souls.
All right,
that was my choice. I love Demon Souls. Demon Souls was the first hard game I got. I got so pissed off that game I put it down for 4 months. I don't know any other game I've ever actually done that with. So I just love.
Apparently, nice. But lucky that the remaster comes with the Miles, because I feel like $70 for a 10-hour game would be kind of shitty. And they're like, it's cool. You get this nice little side adventure of Miles for 10 to 12 hours, and you get the whole original game remastered with the really weird-looking Peter Parker face. And you're like, that's just odd. It's like, oh, hey, thanks for your what you did for this game, but we're going to go in a different route after, 2 years of the game being out. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We're not here to talk about PlayStation, so... As you guys can tell, no Scott today. He was feeling under the weather, dealing stuff at the hospital. Hopefully it's nothing serious with the COVID, and he's just exhausted. And we disappeared for 2 seconds.
We're good. That was weird.
Yeah. So hopefully it's nothing serious, but he's like, I don't feel good. Sniffles, fatigue. And we're like, all right, buddy. You go relax. We'll go relax.
Boca Dad's got the best. Hopefully it's nothing.
So how was everyone's weekend with Vivid Voltage? Did you have a good time with it?
I had an amazing time. I looked on the first day. I did. Even the wife looked the next day. But, I mean, I talked about it on the Discord. I'm like, it was just, like, the picture you posted. There's nothing involving Pokemon that's left except for, like, the theme packs. I can't think of what the, that's all there
the
was.
Theme decks?
Yeah, not in the theme decks. Like, the Farfetch'd or the Mew, or the Meowth, like, V cards. Like, that little, like, set where you get the big.
Oh, the box? Yeah, they have the box sets. That's
all that existed. Everything else was gone. Didn't matter what it was. So, which wasn't surprising. We kind of expected it. It sucks, but I had fun opening packs in Pokemon TCGO. I got to do that at least.
I got to open some kind of thing. I was lucky enough to be able to grab one lonely pack at Walmart. And I was like, maybe it's fate. Maybe it's just this one pack and it's going to be amazing. Where I had the kind of the same situation with Cosmic Eclipse at a Target. There were three packs left. Bought the three, and then I got the hyper rare Charizard Braxton. So, rip on that card. I should have kept it. Should have kept it. But sadly, there was nothing in that pack of cards. Even though if you get a green code, you still got a shot of getting an amazing rare. So that's kind of cool. But fun. I took that green code. Traded it on PTCGO for not one, not two, but three reverse holo Beedrills.
Nice.
I gave one to Aaron, and then now I have two for whatever we need, for whatever. I was like, I need a Beedrill. I'm sure I could get it for like one Vivid Voltage pack. And there was a couple, and then out of nowhere, it was just like, get three reverse holos. I was like, yes!
Ooh.
I feel like that's a good deal. That's a snipe pull segment right there.
That's nice.
Yeah, outside of that, it's just, it was kind of hard. It was my daughter's birthday weekend, so we were kind of busy. Saturday, I took my daughter and my nephew, who's 15, and we went to Target, just whatever, because Target usually gets herself later, and I must have just got there when they stocked a little bit of Vivid Voltage. So they had one Charizard theme deck, a bunch of Dragnal theme decks, and they had three packs. So I was like, oh, the Charizard, and my nephew was like, oh, that's awesome, you should get it, Uncle Rick. And I was like, actually, no, I was like, I have one in the mail coming. And then he's like, well, I'm going to get it. I was like, yes, you are going to get it. So, he ended up buying the Charizard. I bought three packs. And if I remember correctly, I think I got Voltorb. So it's fine. It's cool. It's just, you know, holo rare. But just waited for our case to come in. That recently just came in today. And now I have plenty of packs open, but I gotta be patient. Don't let it all burn out. It's gonna be a good time. And I'll continue looking.
3 hours nonstop opening of packs.
I feel like I get it done in like 20 minutes.
but it's slow-mo.
Where's that?
You have to
hyper rare
screen for 5 minutes after every single good card. That's how it works. It's how you extend the content. Like commercial break.
I feel like that's how we roll in TikTok if we had TikTok. You go, oh my god. But yeah, we'll see how things go. Things are fine. Vivid Voltage is Vivid Voltage. We know it was gonna be tough. We're gonna get a reprint run in early December with Darkness Ablaze. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. It's not like we're having real life tournaments, so I'm not too worried about cards that I need for a deck that I'm building or whatever. I do need code cards though. Shout out to the people in our Discord. I know we give a lot of shout outs from our Discord, but really, if you guys want to join, you know, hit us up. They're really friendly. We're trying to help each other out. We talk about decks, trades,
and they were helping out setting up the Alakazam Gengar Mimikyu deck that I want to talk about in a future episode. And I am working on a special electric deck that I'm super excited about. So we'll see how things go. But let's move on. Let's get to some news because we got a fun deck that we're going to be talking about. So let's get to some news. News, news. First thing I want to talk about is play Pokemon still suspended but could resume in certain states and countries in early 2001. So you got that going on. And it's pretty nice to see, even though wherever the pandemic is right now, it's still not the greatest it's ever been. It's also the worst it's ever been. But starting in December, the TPCI will begin to monitor the pandemic impact on different states and countries to determine if live events can return in specific areas. They will evaluate each other on a monthly basis using local health and social guidelines. Live events will continue to remain suspended through the end of 2020, but the company hopes it will be viable to resume some events in early 2021. So that's, you know, that's good because you hear certain things, especially on Verbank, that some states are having in-person tournaments, but, you know, they're keeping 6 feet away, they're wearing masks, they're doing whatever they can. And they're able to just see how different states are performing. Like, right now, Illinois just sucks. So it's not like we're going to have any tournaments anytime soon.
Nope.
But say something that got their shit together, like Canada, they'll be just fine. And they'll be doing their stuff. They'll be doing their stuff in 2021 in no time. And we'll see how the pandemic goes once Joe Biden is in office. There's been talks about that he wants to do a whole country 2 week shutdown. So that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Something needs to be done though, right? I feel like, right? Unless there's a magical vaccine that just pops out in 2 weeks.
No, I think by summer, probably when we start seeing maybe some normalcy from what I'm hearing. And,
yeah, we'll see.
So we still got a long way to go.
Yeah, most definitely. Today, November 20th, is the official release of Shiny V-Star. And there's a lot of fun things coming out with the set. Of course, it's all Japan related, but you do some digging, you'll be able to pick up some stuff. Japan is rolling out some really, 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 really awesome stuff. And I really asked a few people on Instagram where I was like, hey, so are Poké Center sleeves worse or better than Elite Trainer boxes? And I was like getting all these different answers. Some people are like, well, yeah, they're not really legal. They're saying because they're matte, so they're like really see-through. If you want to check your personal message, Aaron, I sent it to you, so you can check out some of the stuff. There's a really cool Ditto one. I really like it. There are like all these different Dittos, all in different shapes and sizes. Like they're about to just kick our ass. I really like those. They have a deck box. They have a deck box with Charizard and Shiny Charizard, and then exactly with the sleeves with the Shiny Charizard. And they have the ball guy, which I just thought about Pokedad Scott, because he would just love that. And then they have just this really, really clean playmat. And it's Zacian and Zamazenta with Eternatus VMAX behind them. It's just pretty. You see the white outlines around it so you can keep up where your cards go. And I always forget, and it's funny, that you look at the mats, instead of discard pile, it's literally called trash. Like, I think that's hilarious.
Like, man, it's too funny.
Am I being a little, like, childish? No, I think that's great. I'm just like, put it in the trash. You're like, garbage. Okay. So.
That's too good.
A little sad, we are currently recording on Tuesday, November 17th, and they were supposed to have the official full reveal of the shiny Pokemon cards on Wednesday. But luckily for us, It's slowly coming along right now. And there's some really interesting shiny cards. And one of them, even Polkadot Aaron really enjoys. And that's, how about a sky blue Ditto, buddy? What do you think about a sky blue Ditto?
That Ditto looks awesome. There's a few of them I actually do like how they look. There's other few where I don't really care. Like, the Eldegoss I'm not really a fan of, to be honest.
Oh, no. If I'm going to use Eldegoss, with Bolton V2, I'm going to use the full art Eldegoss because that is flipping beautiful. Outside of that,
I would
pass.
I would use the shiny Rillabooms because I just realized I mentioned like the Boltons, like the Brawly of Boltons, but it's literally fucking Rillaboom is the shiny one is the Brawly of the Rillabooms. Legitly, like the Super Saiyan 3 version.
There you go. Well, those are nice, but. If you got to use the shiny, you got to get the gold cards. You got to get the gold cards for your deck. If you're going to flex, you got to flex hard. Also announced that there's going to be a lot of shiny V news. I feel like that's just what everyone's excited about right now due to the fact that we won't get anything news related about the 25th anniversary probably for a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But we are getting our third Skyla full art card. So, why not? It's not as cool as the one that came out previous where she's stretching super, she's stretching up in the air, mm-hmm. just being super, super cute. I don't want to say sexy because I don't know how old she is.
we get the pose you're trying to describe. Understand.
Yeah. So, the new art for Shiny V just has her hand on the side of her face, and it's just windy, and she's just like, "Whoa, what am I doing with my life?" They also announced a bunch of other full arts. Like there's Dad Bod Rose, and it's great. He has a baseball cap on. He has a big old gut, and that makes me feel good about myself that I'm being represented in the Pokemon way.
Appreciate it, Pokemon.
Yeah. And then with the Skyla and Rose, they also announced the remaining full art cards. And some of them are just fantastic. We're getting Bird Keeper. So that's really nice. Pokekin is getting its own card. Can't go wrong with that. Gym Trainer, if you need a reminder, Gym Trainer is a supporter. Draw two cards. If any of your Pokemon were knocked out during your opponent's last turn, draw two more cards. You may only use one supporter per turn. So kind of a lame duck version of Rose from Cosmic Eclipse, where if your Pokemon's knocked out by your opponent's on the last turn, grab one energy, grab one item, and grab one Pokemon. So that allows you to search. This allows you to draw two extra cards. The full art Pokey Ball Guy. I don't know, Pokeball Guy. Ball Guy is very, very fun. Can't go wrong with that. And then there's one more. I don't exactly know who it is. Full Arts, Bird Keeper. Oh, Carl Liss. That's who it is. Carl Liss. I don't know what it does. And I am sorry.
So Carl Liss is search your deck for two rare fossil cards and put them onto your bench and shuffle your deck. I just destroyed a deck that played fossils, so I don't recommend using this card.
I witnessed it firsthand. He pretty much did destroy. It was because he was able to heal every turn.
Nonstop. So. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious. You gotta love when everything aligns up while you're playing and you just feel mm-hmm. really, really good about that situation.
Yep, for sure.
Was it Bunnelby? Right? Bunnelby?
Bunnelby?
Is it B? With a BY at the end?
Bumble? I think it's a BY, yeah. I think it's Bunnelby. I gotta find that it now.
Right. Bunnelby was showed a few days ago as the remaining shiny card of Mad Party. My brain just shut off right there. So you're able to, whatever the set comes in English, if it's a full set we're getting for the 25th anniversary, you'll be able to have a full flex shiny Pokemon Mad Party deck. All those Mad Party players out there, I'm super happy for you, but come on.
Pokedad Scott's not happy for any of you all, just so you know. I'm going to throw out that we know how he feels about the Mad Party. But I do like the art for the shiny one over the normal one, so I'm good with it.
Oh, for sure. I think all the cards for the Mad Party look really interesting. Especially like Mr. Rhyme. I really like his card.
I hate Mr. Rhyme so much.
Yeah, well, of course. Dedenne was meh. But they also revealed shiny Chichino. So I'm really happy that she got a card because she's in a lot of decks. And yeah. As I said earlier, more and more of the cards are being released as we're recording. And oh my God.
Oh boy, where we go, my God.
Your shiny full art Rillaboom. Oh. Oh, hold on. I'm sending it to you right now.
Am I about to be how ugly this thing is? Or am I being excited to find out?
I love it.
Live.
I love it. Dude, I think it is my internet. Damn, I am super slow right now. I really need to upgrade.
Boom.
So
I can kind of see it. It does.
Well, yeah, like you might. You know, it's gonna be with the silver background, yeah. And it's gonna be the colors of the Rillaboom that you already know what his colors are.
Right.
It just looks. Oh, that looks good.
It looks very.
That looks good. I'm really excited. Yeah, that's why I had to make sure you got the full art cards in your deck because
yeah, for sure.
That's just amazing. Outside of that, the Cinescorch full art, meh. The VMAX, eh. they're getting our Charizard, shiny Charizard from Champion's Path in a set. Eldegoss looks terrible. Toxtricity looks pretty dope. His VMAX doesn't look unchanged at all.
We haven't mentioned Charizard.
I did. I said they're getting Charizard. Well, you mean the VMAX one?
The V.
Everyone knows V. Yeah, that was like the second thing I said. I said they're getting our Champion's Path. It's all good. They're getting our Champion's Path. Dragapult, I don't like his shiny.
The Dragapult V or VMAX?
Both of them. They look terrible. Like Ndidi looks terrible. I'm not a fan of it. But they announced that they're getting the gold Zacian and Zamazenta that we're getting in the premium box this month. And they also announced gold Eternatus and gold Eternatus VMAX cards. Aaron was talking about it in the beginning before we started recording. He's like, eh. And I was like, yeah, I feel you. I feel like the gold Zacian and Zamazenta are kind of cool, the whole black and white. They're not as cool as the gold cards from Sword and Shield. But I feel like if you're looking for an easier way of getting these cards, if it's through the premium or through a Japan set, that's what it's going to be. And then just more revealing. I know we talked about that. Marnie is getting an alternative art card. So is Pierce. Pierce looks younger. Rose is a beautiful body. At this time, there's still no shiny versions of Rowlet or Dartrix. There will be, but no one has pulled it or posted it. And same thing with Grookey's base form, we don't know what his shiny is. We know Thwacky, but it's interesting because Thwacky is also going to get its shiny, and his ability is also a normal card. And his art, his art's not bad.
Thwacky, I like it. It's interesting.
Yeah, I won't lie. I kind of like his stage one. He's probably one of my favorite stage ones. It does help that he has sticks and I'm a drummer, so that's kind of cool. But Outside of that, we don't know anything about Cinderace's evolutions or Snobble's.
And we'll see him as a
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to keep so many more time on this, but it's just interesting. We'll see how the set is. We probably have to just buy the cards that we want online because it's probably cheaper because we'll never find them.
Oh, no doubt.
There's another. Oh, I guess it's old news, but Oranguru shiny. But like, oh yeah, you get the shiny or you could get the gold card in Vivid Voltage. So.
I don't like any Vivid Voltage at all. It's a horrible card. The Oranguru, I think, in the shiny V are here is much better, personally, by looks.
Oh. I agree. It's interesting. Throughout the 190 cards in the set, only 15 cards in this entire set are actually new cards. So, that's from Thwacky, Snom, Rotom, Koffing, Ditto V Max, Gym Trainer, Ball Guy, are just a few of the newer cards out of the 15 cards in the set. So there's a grand total of 190 regular cards and then an additional, I think it's 140 secret rare cards total. So have fun. Trying to collect it all. Good. Big decks, big sets always scare me. So it's like Cosmic Eclipse. The set was so huge, I never felt like I was able to collect half of it because I just get the same cards over and over and over. And I was like, well, this is frustrating. Yeah. So, outside of news, I think that's really it. We're a couple weeks away from our one-year anniversary, so we're getting stuff situated. Hopefully it's a fun, packed week. We're going to try and make December fun, even though with the holidays, but how stressful can the holidays be when we can't go anywhere? We're 2 weeks away from Turkey Day. I cut off all ties of seeing anybody until probably who knows when, outside of Shannon's parents. We're going to go to their house for Thanksgiving. It's just going to be them two and then us two. And Finn. I had Emma last year for Thanksgiving, so I don't have her this year.
Well, for most of it, for Thanksgiving, we are having Ainsley's mom and brother over, and that's all we're doing.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Our first episode was the week after Thanksgiving. We talked about it. Aaron was drooling over his wife's turkey she made last year, so she has a lot of pressure to do make true. It better.
I will make sure to remind her about that.
Oh, but yeah. All right. Well, let's just take a quick break, and we'll get into our topic of the week.
I'm here live with the new Pokemon Trading Card Game Champion. Congratulations on the victory.
Thanks. Now I just gotta thank my Pokemon. I couldn't have done it without him.
Let's go to the Telestrator. Here, Brown attacks with a vicious Beedrill. What went through your mind?
When I saw that, I knew I could school it with my Charizard.
Oh, again on wrist cam.
Wow, you got game.
Yeah, sure helps having a fire breather on your side.
The official Pokemon Trading Card Game. It's hand-to-hand combat.
All right, we're back. Feels good. Both of us ran to grab another beer. Can't go wrong.
Proof.
I like that you opened it right now, too. Just get that.
Exactly. It was perfectly timed. It was like it was coordinated, even though it wasn't.
Yeah. Too bad it wasn't a Busch Light, so when it opened it, it would just go Busch.
And then I would dump it into the sink.
It cleans everything. It's like Coca-Cola. What we need to talk about this week is the deck that everyone thought maybe will be the next head turner showing the meta something new. Like, this is the best deck. This is going to be the ADP killer. This is going to be the Pikaram killer. This is just going to shove its fist right off of Eternatus VMAX and just be like, what up? And then Rillaboom comes up and be like, yo, I don't think so.
Exactly. And then Rillaboom comes and just punches it in the face and knocks it down to size.
We're talking about Colossal VMAX deck. What is up?
I'm all for everybody playing this deck. I'm just saying, as a virtual person, you should all play this deck.
For sure. Yeah, let Rillaboom get into a 20-game win streak. I like this.
Yeah.
It's the best plan ever.
Yeah,
we'll be discussing on Discord or next week's episode. It's just like, I just can't lose.
Like, everybody's playing Colossal. I don't know. I don't get it.
They probably start scooping, too. They don't even want to play you. They're like, no, we're out. We're out.
It's just instant victories. This is a great plan. Everybody should play this deck. I agree.
We'll do it. We'll start jumping on the PTCGO and just see a bunch of Colossal out there.
I have yet to see a Colossal deck.
I have not either, but also I've probably only played like a handful of times since Friday, so.
I've played a good chunk the last couple days. I've been running into a lot of the new Evolution Charizard from Vintage Voltage, where it can look at top three cards and take one, and discards the other two, and it does
the
attack.
Oh, the Charizard deck?
Yeah, the 100, and does 50 more for each Leon. I've ran into a lot of those. But
How's that going for you?
I'd say if I get my weakness energy out, then I just destroy them. Otherwise, it's tough.
That's a bummer. You're like, God damn it, Fire decks. I've seen a lot of the new the fairy deck bouncing around. It's a lot of fun. Where the ability does damage for every tool card you discard.
It could be
a little headache at times. I honestly think it's up there in one of the better decks because of Vivid Voltage, but that's a different episode.
Yes,
this episode we're talking about Colossal V and Colossal VMAX. And Mr. Wood, please let me know what both of these cards do.
So Colossal V, which I didn't actually pull up, I only pulled the VMAX.
Oh, it's cool. I got this. I'll do it for you. He's terrible.
Done. Don't play him at all.
You just sit him on the bench and involve him. You're not going to use any of the thing. So he's 2 fighting, 1 colorless for 90 damage is his Searing Flame. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now burned. And he has 3 fighting, 1 colorless for Boulder Crush, and it does 180. That's a lot of energy for a little bit of attack power. Yes. 220 hit points, weak to grass.
The best energy, or the best type.
Yeah, and still a high retreat cost. He still has a 4 retreat cost at a V.
So, man, imagine getting Boss's Word just out onto into the front with that thing when you don't want it to be.
Yeah, but we'll get into what Boss's Order, when your opponent Boss's Orders this card and what happens. But VMAX, what so makes VMAX, this card so good?
That it's weak to grass. No. So it is a 330 HP fighting Pokemon, obviously. It has, its first ability is Eruption Shot, which is a 1 energy, or fighting energy. It does 40 damage, but when you attack, you discard the top card of your deck, and if that card is an energy card, this attack does 90 more damage, so 130, and you attach that energy card to the Pokemon. Then it has a 4 energy, 3 fighting, 1 colorless G-Max Boulder, which does 240. I mean, that's all it does. That's still a lot of, that's a good chunk of damage for 4 energy. And yeah.
Yeah, it definitely does, and then it makes me sad to see when going against Pikaram. If it has Martial Arts Dojo out and it gives it that plus 10, then you just see like Raichu just get hit for 500 damage. And you're like, ouch. I don't think he survived that. I don't think he survived that.
There's a chance. Mirror Force.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about a couple versions. When I was talking to Polkadot Aaron about this, I was full blown like, it's useless. This deck is not going to get it done. It's bulky. It doesn't get the situation, and people are still trying to figure out like, do you use buff pads or do I use Mellow and Lana? Like whatever you can do to survive. And I just feel like it's just not consistent enough. Even with, say, the new Bay card trainer where it's kind of like ends resolve where you play this card, you discard the top, I think it's discard the top six cards of your deck, any fighting energy, attach them to any fighting energy Pokemon. So I thought that would be helpful for this deck. But you're losing a lot of resources, so the decks that we're going to be talking about doesn't play it. I'm just going to start with, so Tricky Jim, Andrew Mahomes, has a very, very, like, I'm going to just attack, I'm going to sit up, and I'm going to use Eruption Shot to its full potential. So he runs three Aurum Gurus, where the ability is, look at the top card of your deck, switch it with one of your cards in your hand. So you use that ability throughout the game to just continuously put fighting energy and do the one, it's 130, right? 130? Yeah.
The 130.
Yeah, it's the 130 damage every time. And where when it comes to that, yes, against Pikaram in Raichu, the 130 knocks out both Pikaram and Raichu. And you're like, oh, that's it. That solves the Pikaram problem. And he runs a Crobat, four Colossals, four Colossal VMAX, a Galarian Stirfetch, which I really like that card in this deck, but I'll get to that a little bit later, an Eldegoss, and two Dedendes. And Andrew's idea is like, I'm going to try to set up and I'm going to attack you as quickly as possible. And this card just doesn't work that way. I don't feel like it leads to its potential that way, where it's very clunky. And he rocks three hyper potions. So in a way he's rocking like Mellow and Lana without Mellow and Lana's, where it's you keep attaching an energy card every time you use its first attack. So I believe Hyper Potion, I think you have to discard two energies to heal it 100 and 120. Damn it. Hold on. Hyper Potion, Sword and Shield. Don't give me... Oh, yeah, okay. All right. So, yeah, it's Melalana at the 120. It does the 120, and I think you have to discard two energy cards. Where? My computer doesn't want to load. Hyper Potion. Yeah, and then and if you do use it, discard two energies from it. So, rack the Hyper Potion, discard two energies, and... Since your main focus is his first attack, Eruption Shot, you're not really losing out anything because you're not really gunning for the G-Max boulder.
I mean, I feel like that's a situation when you're going against like a Pikaram deck or a Mewtwo deck. You know, anything that is lightning-based, I guess, in a sense. You're trying to just burn down quickly. But versus like any other deck, it's not going to be as effective, I feel like.
Yeah, and he doesn't run the buff pads where if for four retreat costs you get an additional 50 hit points. He doesn't run that, so he's not powering it up. He does run the new the new fighting energy. So four stone energies were attached to a fighting Pokemon, reduced damage by 20. So his idea is just keeping Colossal out there, get pounded, and then just heal, just continuously healing. And I don't like it. I don't know. Andrew does really good stuff, and I'm sure we'll get an update list, just like Celio. We're going to talk about Celio and Sableye's Colossal deck that kind of changed my point of view about this card. And it gave me hope. It's like, it sucks because I'm a Pika Rom fan, and that's all I really like to play. And I know you guys get sick of it. I'm working on other stuff, I swear. but it's just like what got me back into Pokemon. So it's, I'm gonna play it till I can't play it anymore, kind of thing.
Right. One thing I did notice with his is that he's not playing any stadium cards, ever Chaotic Swell. So he doesn't have the Dojo in his deck.
He does not. And which is kind of bizarre when you're trying to set up like offense first.
I agree, especially with, because you're doing 130, so you're doing 260. But if you have that Dojo, you're doing 280, which in two hits your opponent's Pokemon. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So all the tag teams and all that stuff, they're all at 270.
Yeah, that's a good point. So that's the list I've been seeing a lot of people play. Andrew, some other guys, when I run into it and watch people streaming, I'm just like, I'm like, okay, maybe the hype isn't there. And then goes one of my favorite dudes, Luke from Celio's Network, comes up with one of the weirdest stall version decks I can even think of. It's crazy. So the whole premise of his deck is run as little Pokemon as possible. And that helps against ADP due to the fact of the Ultra Creation, that they don't have anything to hit, and he hides behind dolls. It's incredible. So it's just one Uruguru, four Snorlax from Vivid Voltage, the Tropical Beach. You can use his ability if he's your active Pokemon, draw until you have seven cards in your hand, and then if you do that, your turn ends. So that's where you just leave that out there, let him get hit, destroyed, whatever, KO'd, and then he rocks three Colossal V and three Colossal V Max.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of this deck is just get your Pokemon out there, and then switch Colossal V after it gets hit once. Because you're not going to one-hit KO it. Like, nothing's going to one-hit KO it outside of Rillaboom.
To be fair, Rillaboom V needs four energy. But no, a Rowlet and Alohan Exeggutor would do it at 300. For the V, not the V-Max.
Yeah. So the premise is rock four Lily Pokédolls. So you're at one point, you should just have one of your Colossals on the bench with a Pokédoll or two Pokédolls. And then your ADP problem is out the window because they're going to attack Lily's Pokédolls. They're not going to get a prize for it.
Right.
And in the same situation is, you're going to heal with Melolana, so you'll go out, bring Colossal out, do his big damage of 240, right? It's 240?
Yes, 240.
Yes, so do 240, and it gets hit, and then you just retreat it with Melolana, you heal it, and then it plays two Cynthia and Caitlyn to bring them back out. Three Guzman Halas because you want your martial art dojo to increase your attack. I know we talked about it already, but it gives additional fighting Pokemon that are not Ultra Beasts 10 additional attack points. But if you're losing in the prize trade, it gives you 40 additional attack points. So you're hitting some pretty good numbers when it's from 240 to 280. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It runs the tag call engine because you're running a lot of tag call supporter cards, and it does play the buff padding to increase its hit points by 50, and playing four stone energies to also decrease being attacked by 20. You get a couple of those on there with the buff padding. It's ludicrous.
460 technically is what it would be at.
Yeah, technically, yeah. It's a little insane, and we'll probably see the return of Absol in Eternus decks because Absol increases your retreat cost by one, so that means Colossal V and Colossal VMAX retreat cost would be 5, so buff padding wouldn't work. So
that's smart. I will point out that 460 is the maximum damage that a Rillaboom VMAX can do to a Pokemon that's weak to grass.
Happy for you.
That's exciting. It don't matter what you put on, it's gonna die.
Yeah. So what a, if I could talk, I
know.
Jeez.
Not allowed.
So what makes this interesting is like you could change your game plan halfway through a match, which is like kind of crazy. Like you're playing a Pokemon game, right? Normally, you know who's going to win by like turn 3 because it's just so fast paced. It's like one shot, two shot, trying to get everything out, where Colossal can take its time, build up on the bench and decide where it wants to go. It's like, do I want to Gus up a different Pokemon? Do I want to heal? Do I want to grab a different trainer card? Do I just sit here and then continuously draw 7 cards in my hand with Snorlax? Mm-hmm. And these games, you have the potential to stall out your opponent this way because they can't kill Colossal, and it's crazy. Sableye, one of my favorite YouTubers, the Sableyes, has a deck list that he made. Like, it's kind of similar to Celio's. A little different is he rocks one Galarian Sturfetch. So he still rocks one Urguru, 4 Snorlax, 3 Colossals, and 3 Colossal VMAX, and 1 Sturfetch, which personally I think is a great move. What Sturfetch does has a nice, I think it's like Meteor Smash. I think that's the name of the attack.
Meteor Smash, I think, is accurate.
It does 200 damage, and you can't use this attack on your next turn. But it has a wonderful ability. If it's from your bench and switch to the active spot, you can move your fighting energy any way you want. So you could take the energy that you've built up on Colossal, or even if it's just 2 energies, slap it on to Sturfetch, pop on another energy that turn, and do 200 damage. And I believe adding that one card does help in the Lucario New Metal deck, due to the fact that if he didn't have any other Pokemon to attack and he ran into, was it Stone Wall, I believe it's what it's called, where they reduce damage by 30 and they rock Zamazenta, where it can't be hit by VMAX cards. Mm-hmm. So there's no way for you to defeat it. So that allows you to do some damage with Sturfetch. I really enjoy that. And here on the Pokédads, I really like the fact that we're seeing more and more V cards come out, and more that full art Zamazenta price keeps going up and up and up. Uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Because as Sword and Shield gets farther away and harder to get that set, the more expensive it's going to be. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. But Silly wasn't done. He knew that if he went against Lucario New Metal, it was an automatic loss. And he recently, just today, like 4 hours ago before this started recording, he has an update list. And Aaron, what's changed? What did he do? What did he do to the list?
Yeah, so a couple of changes. He is, now I have to remember what they are because we've been talking for so long, I almost forgot here. gotta look. So he has lowered the number of Pokédolls he's using, the Lily Pokédolls. He's actually using only 3 instead of 4 now, dropping that down. He is using, he has gotten rid of, what is the stadium called? The Wondrous Labyrinth is now gone. In addition to that, he has added in a weakness guard energy. When originally he was running with the 5 fighting, 4 of the stone energies, a capture energy, and now he's added in a weakness energy on top of that. And from there, it is...
He's got that weakness because he's afraid of the Rillaboom.
Yeah, that's right. You best be scared. Now I'm going to kill you in 2 hits instead of just 1. that is. Oh, and he's also added in Aerodactyl GX as his defense versus the things that Colossal VMAX can't take down. Which, for everybody's information, Aerodactyl is a 210 HP fighting Pokemon. Has the ability Primal Winds. As long as this Pokemon is your active Pokemon, your opponent's basic Pokemon's attack cost 1 energy more. So it has 2 abilities. It's Boulder Crush, 1 fighting, 2 colorless, deals 120. Its GX is 1 fighting energy, and this attack does 50 damage times the amount of energy attached to your opponent's active Pokemon. So depending on what you're going against, like a Sentinel Scorch, VMAX, can be a pretty heavy hit on it. It can be versus even a Zamazenta V. It can do a solid amount of damage to that also, kind of covering that basis that the Colossal Unix can't touch. This is kind of an idea on that.
Well, like,
I don't believe
that. I feel like the only thing that really that he can't touch would be Zamazenta. So that would be his attack for Zamazenta.
True.
Zamazenta's hit points is 230, I believe. So 230. Yes. And what is to do Zamazenta's attack? How many
energy? It's 3 energy, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's 3 energy. It is, yeah, it's 3 for his. So 3. It would require 4, so that's 200 damage.
200 damage, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a good move. And then, his attack is 130. And
yeah, if you're behind on prizes.
Point,
then you're doing 240.
240. That is it. You're right. That's a good scenario. Mm-hmm. But if that's the case, right? If you're doing that, why not just play Sturfetch? I guess it's just because you want to add the other energy. Does the Pokemon have to be in the active spot?
It's when it's in the active spot, but it's also a 1 energy attack, so you're only putting 1 energy on for that. Zamazenta V can only do 130 and discards a special energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. So it can take the 1 hit from Zamazenta V and then wipe it out after it puts that 4th energy on.
Okay.
I can say that makes sense. Lower cost. And you're not, because like with Sir Farfetch, you have to pull that energy from your Colossal to put it on the Sir Farfetch, realistically.
Yeah. No, you're right. I like that. I was just thinking if it were doing damage plus the dojo. That's interesting. There's a video. We'll have the description in our link, and we'll shout out Celio on Twitter.
Right.
I personally haven't watched the new video yet, but I'm very intrigued to see how that works. And I'm sure Drew really excited to see how that works. He he's excited to build a deck because Colossal is one of his favorite Pokemon from this generation. And it's a little sad. I'm sad that you like this Cole Pokemon, buddy. No, I'm joking. I'm happy for you.
Perfectly okay. I have no problems that you like it. Oh, just as one final thing, because of the Aerodactyl GX, the Wondrous Labyrinth is gone. They did put it in a Pokemon research lab to be able to pull that GX easier, too, for when it's needed.
Is he still playing Dojo, right? He's still playing
There's
Dojo?
There's still two Dojos, but he's also added in the Pokemon research lab in replace of the Wondrous Labyrinth, is what it is.
Okay. So he's still technically, yeah. Right. So he's still doing his original idea where he wants to add an additional attack to his opponents to add an additional energy, but he's using it with a Pokemon, and he doesn't take the automatic loss to Lucario and New Metal.
Right, and the big thing on that is that you can still have that effect while having the Dojo out if you end up drawing it before you pull your Pokemon Research Lab.
Nice.
So that's one thing to consider.
But I like it. I really do. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And now I can truly say, like, I think this deck can be tier one for sure. With this kind of, I'm going to stall out. I'm going to get this thing going. And you know, people that are thinking that are joining the team challenge coming up in a couple weeks, we might have to see this deck, and I might not. I might not be able to play Pikachu.
You're going to have to figure something new out. The one thing I also... I had a thought, now I lost it. We haven't gone over, really, is the strategy of this deck yet. I know we're kind of going over the cards and changes, but I think it's time to move into that.
Yeah, we can talk about it. I feel like I kind of did, because you're like, you want to stall. You want to hide behind the dolls. And then slowly build your Colossal in the back. And if that's not the case, you want to start off with a Snorlax, which is why you have four in your deck. And you want to be able to just continue playing cards and then draw seven cards and then end your turn. You're not attacking with Snorlax. You're building your Colossal VMAX in the back. So the idea is to go second. You want to go second. It's super important to go second. You get everything set up, able to use what you need between energy, because you want to be able to attach that turn. You want to be able to have Colossal out on the bench, and you want to be able to evolve by your second turn. And then once that's situation by turn two, then it's just literally controlling your hand. It's having Melo and Lana in your hand. So whatever happens, say they gust, they bosses order your Colossal up. And then they hit you, and you're like, sucks to be you. I'm just going to heal, bring it back in, and then I'm going to just throw out another Pokédoll. And then I'm gonna just go from there. And when it comes to the Aerodactyl, is when he's going against Amazenta, he has a backup plan, so you can bring that out, put energy on him, and then do whatever he needs to do. And it's kind of like... Snorlax is kind of the bait, like he's the bait Pokemon, right? Because you want to be low in the price count, so you're gonna try to just have him out there as free cheese. You're like, all right, I'll take care of this, and then I'll get a prize, and then I'll go from there. But then from that point on, the Colossal's down, so he gets the additional 40 from. Martial Arts Dojo, and he's going to be able to one probably knock out something super quick, because at that point he's going to one hit KO Eternatus, right? Eternatus is 340 or 330, 340?
Well, it's 340, but Colossal only does 240, 280. With
240.
It's 240,
buddy,
with the,
times two.
If he's down prizes with the Dojo,
just shy of 500.
It's 280.
I'm talking about his first attack.
I'm forgetting the weakness. I forgot about the weakness.
You're yeah.
Right. I was not thinking about the weakness in that. Who thinks about weaknesses, guys? Not me, obviously.
But he doesn't even need to do that one, though. I believe, so it's 130, so it's doing 260. But then if you add the 40, that gives it to 180, and then you're doing 360. 360, yeah.
Which is so, enough.
Is enough, yeah. It's crazy. It's so crazy. And
the beautiful part, you can do that on the third energy, because if you have another one in your thing, you can Rangaroo, put it on the discard pile, so that way you hit it, and you get your fourth energy at the same time.
You're top of your deck. You're not discarding it.
I worded that wrong. But yeah, you put that on top of your deck, so that way as soon as you use it, oh, when you're at three energy, now you're at your four energy, you've wiped out the Eternatus, and whatever they bring out next is getting hit for 240. Or 280, potentially, so.
Yeah, no, and anything from that is still going to be a weakness because they have to play all dark Pokemon anyways.
Yeah, so you get Eternatus.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I do think it's funny that he has a weakness guard. I find it cute. Maybe he did play a couple Rillabooms or the Beedle. Maybe the Beedle's doing really well.
Decidueye decks, but I haven't seen one of those in a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I haven't either, but I would like to see that with the new telescopic scope. Because now you're going to be doing, what, additional 50 damage? Well, at total 50 damage on your GX and... Well, it's just on any Pokemon, right? On the bench.
It's any Pokemon.
Yeah. Except the telescopic scope is only additional 30 damage to GX and V Pokemon. So it's not normal Pokemon. Right. But yeah, no, that's pretty it. And while you're stalling, you can set your Colossal up to do like crazy things. Like you're going to add the Fighting Stone energy to it. So you're going to take less damage. You're going to add the buff pads. Then you're going to have more hit points. And then at some point, there's just no way for me of knocking him out. And that's the goal of this deck, is I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to take my time. And then when I'm ready to attack, I'm going to attack. So biggest weakness, of course, is hammers. You're going to want hammers. And whatever you're trying to go against, due to the fact you want to get rid of the stone energy, you want to be able to guss what you need to guss, and tool scrapper. You're going to need a tool scrap. So,
yep.
Buff padding will be out there, and it just comes more universal that it should be in everyone's deck. At some point, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm really going to need this. So, but that is how I think is the correct way of playing Colossal. I like the idea of taking your time, seeing how your opponent plays, encounter with it that way. It brought me from like, oh no, this card was overhyped, to, oh shit, this deck is pretty good. It's pretty good.
I do like the slow play. I think it would be a nice change to the meta, at least slightly too then. To see a kind of slower play versus those like turn two, turn one, just ridiculous moves. Seeing it slow down a little bit will be nice, I think. Might make tournaments slightly longer once we get back to, you know, real life tournaments, but I'm a fan.
Yeah, no, I agree. Also, I'm trying to think other ways that like you'd be able to counter this. Marnie would be good. Because like they're trying to set up their hands, and then if you can put their healing cards or Melolanas to the bottom of their deck, but like in all fairness, even if it's the bottom of the deck, this deck does have plenty of tools to reshuffle their deck at any time. But
yeah.
If you're trying to think about how to get onto the next move and be able to not let them have a full setup, it's definitely Marty, reset stamps, hammers, and tool scrappers. That's what's going to be your best situation. Unless you find a really, really good grass Pokemon that you can put in your deck.
Yeah. start buffing that Eldegoss, guys. When you put it down to get back that boss order, and then you Eldegoss, you put two Energy on it, and you do like 100 damage.
Yeah. It's it. It's two energy for 50 damage. Then the card goes back into your deck.
Yes, so. It does.
No, only if you choose it to go back in your deck. You know, it doesn't have.
Oh, I've used it once in Pikaram to attack because I needed the electric cards back in there. So I was like, and then how it's been months and I still have the 500 damage grass Pokemon thing of the day. And it's slowly going up.
Why don't you just play a Rillaboom theme deck and be done in like two games, if not one?
I don't got time for that.
Yeah, so you can do 100 damage, which is reduced down to 20 damage because of the 4 stone energy it has on it. So, good luck.
let us know, like, how are you guys playing Colossal? Are you kind of nervous of this slow-paced deck? Are you going to scoop when you see it? And has it really, in, 4 days, cemented itself as one of the bigger decks out there? And I was not a believer, but I'm a fucking believer right now. So
as a question to you, Rick, on that, how do you think this will we see a shift in fire decks because of this? Because I mean, fire is not weak to fighting, but is there any reason for fire decks to go away or shift in the meta at all? Because I only feel like with this deck, there's really needs to be a shift in the fire deck.
Why fire though? Why are you thinking of fire?
Well, the only thought of that is because, you know, grass could potentially see a surge because of Colossal. But if there's no reason for fire to go away because of this deck, then that may not happen still. If that makes sense.
Well, as long as it's not fully set up, I believe Baby Blounds can still one shot Colossal VMAX. I'm not 100% sure. I think they might need almost all their energy. I'm trying to think how that works, but it's and it will still have a rough matchup with Baby Blounds, and it's still going to have a rough matchup with Zamazenta.
Lucario,
Numo. Like it's still like, oh, my deck now. I have to use this two cards. Like, what if one's prize, right? And then any situation comes up, it could be Gust, get ever situated. Like, it's still a tough match for it. And if that's the case, like, are they playing smart against ADP all the time? Because, like, what if he has, like, a bad hand and then they have Mawile, and Mawile just plop down 3 Snorlaxes? And you're like, God damn it.
So, one other thing I was thinking of is, and since we are a teaching podcast, we keep mentioning Gust. I don't think some of our newer listeners, potentially listening to this episode for the first time, have any idea what Gust is. So would you please fill them in on what you mean by Gust? We've said it like Gust. 15 times this episode.
Gust! So Gust is moving your opponent's active Pokemon to the bench. And one of the most popular Gust cards right now is Boss's Order. It's a supporter card where you're only allowed to use one supporter card per turn. And it's choose your opponent's bench Pokemon and switch it with your active Pokemon. It's very used. It's a 1-2 punch in ADP decks because they can alter creation. And then that means they just have to play Boss twice to win. So a lot of decks run to Dendes where it's a fun support Pokemon where you get to play it on to the bench, you discard your hand, and draw 6 cards, which is also weak to fighting, by the way. And Crobat is kind of the same thing, except instead of discarding your hand, you get to draw until you have 6 cards in your hand, which also, by the way, is weak to fighting. So This deck really has like momentum anywhere. If they're just playing around and all these support cards are like, all right, I can one hit that, I can one hit that. That really shows. I think that's where Andrew was trying to get at when it comes to playing Boss's Order and Gust, to really rely on that one energy attack, because that is going to win prizes through the Crobats and the Dendes. Because how many Crobats do you play, Wood?
Crobats, I play 2. But I don't play any Dendes.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's four prizes, and then now all they have to do is what they'll attack your basic Rillaboom. Mm-hmm. They could do that. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. That's what Gust is. It's removing your opponent's active Pokemon for a bench Pokemon. And there's different cards. There's Pokemon Catcher, where it's an item card, and you get to flip a coin. If heads, switch a Pokemon, your active Pokemon, with your bench Pokemon. There's Great Catcher. You get to discard two cards from your hand, and then switch it to for a GX Pokemon that's on the bench. Of course, I said there's Boss's Orders. And then there's also a Pokemon that can do it. Fionn can Gust by just putting the card from your bench into... I think you put it at the bottom of your deck. Mm-hmm. So you put it at the bottom of your deck, and your opponent gets to choose which Pokemon to switch with. Yep. With Fionn. Or Fionne. Fionn. I always say... Look at that, Adam always corrects me. But yeah, I think it's Fionn.
He'll never get an Adam.
Yeah. And then there's... Applin, you get to flip a coin and you get to Gust that way. I believe that's all of them currently in the meta, in the current standard format. If anyone, I'm missing anything, I apologize. But yeah, it's a very good tool. When we started over a year ago, the biggest thing was Custom Catcher. Was an item card, and in order to play it, it was a draw card. If you had less than three cards in your hand, draw until you had three cards in your hand. But if you were able to play two of them, you were able to switch a bench Pokemon with your opponent's active Pokemon. But now we just have a supporter. Just be like, pop! Give me that bitch. But yeah, so that's good.
I want to throw one more thing out at you for this. Just for fun was that idea, because you were mentioning, we were talking about ADP. Could you not, with this deck, with the Colossal deck, run like four Aurora energies? Or is there a reason you can't? Because, and then you could play, like, for fun, you could play an ADP, put down two Aurora energies, and be like, alright, I alter creation. Now Colossal comes out.
I just think at that point, it's like, Colossal. That's like what's...
You heard it here first.
Is that... It's like when you said Italian and ADP, I think I joked with Pokedad Adam like a month or two ago before the Players Cup started. I was like, yo, just add ADP.
Yeah,
I
went against Italian ADP earlier today, and it dies the same way a normal ADP Azoshing does to a Rillaboom deck. With Relic, Lone Executor just sending all their energy back to their deck, and then they have nothing they can pull out, especially when they have no hand, and they die.
But yeah, no, I just feel like at that point though, it's slow, right? So you would just bring it out, but then you're giving your opponent three prizes that way, because
potentially, works in favor of a Colossal deck. Because you're down, which means your dojo is 40 damage almost all the time at that point. You're just trying to knock. It's a genius, guys. You heard it here first.
Well, when you want to play something that's not grass, go ahead. We'll build it. we'll stream it.
There's no energy retrieval in this deck. So playing four Aurora energies or five fighting energies, you know, four Aurora energies and one fighting or five at fighting, makes no difference. There's nothing in here to grab energy. There's nothing in there to retrieve it. So why the hell not?
Well, then you're losing normal fighting energy to use Colossal's first attack. It has to be a basic energy to attach it.
The Aurora once... counts as any energy. Any one energy.
It has to be. It's a basic energy, not a special energy.
As long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, it provides every energy type, but provides only one energy at a time.
I know. Hold on. I'm talking about Colossal's attack, though. You got to look at the wording.
No, you're able to pull the Stone Edge, the Stone Energy from your draw, and play that down. So I don't think that matters.
Hold on, man.
If it's an energy card, if it's an energy card, this attack does any more damage. And attach that card to this Pokemon. It does not say special or basic. It's an energy card.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
So, throwing that out to all of you guys. Play four Aurora Energies just because you can. Alter Creation, and then just Colossal him to death. It's genius. I have improved ADP further. You're all welcome.
Did you? Whatever, dude. You should jump on our Twitter and just start tweeting. Colossal and ADP calling it now. He's bored of Zacian. He's going with the slow burner.
Oh, that's too funny.
Because what Alter Creation, what does Alter Creation do when it increases your attack by 30, increases all your opponents?
It's a prize if it's a water energy and a steel, which I don't know if it actually has to be water or if the Aurora energy would work. It probably doesn't.
No, it does. Originally, ADP would run Aurora Energy and Rainbow Energy before Rainbow Energy was formatted out. But I was just saying, I thought it said something to do with Metal Pokemon, but I doubt that.
I think
this is me.
I don't remember.
What's it? No, it's right here. For the rest of the game, your Pokemon attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's active. So that doesn't, to any Pokemon. And then it says, before applying weakness and resistance, if this Pokemon has at least one extra water energy attached to it in addition to the attack cost, when your opponent's active Pokemon is knocked out by damage from those attacks, take one more prize card.
So Colossal goes from doing 280 to 310. So I'm just saying, guys. Oh, man.
Think of like someone, they're just chilling. They're like, okay, I'm going out against Colossal. This is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then ADP is just like, yo, what's that?
Done. Yeah, you might kill that. And you might kill a Snorlax. You replace one Snorlax with an ADP. Or like two Snorlaxes. Who cares at that point?
Nah. What makes it good in Zacian, though, is that you're digging. Like, you're digging.
You are.
ADP, right? Like, you can pull off two energies onto it in one turn. You're not gonna be able to do that with a Colossal deck. Like, it will definitely, like, at best, it'll take you two turns to pull off Alter Creation. From that point on, everyone plays Hammers.
Wouldn't you prefer to go first then also, though, too, for that reason? Because you could place your energy turn one, then turn two, and pop it.
Well, yeah, but then I'm just gonna search for Hammers, and if I connect with that stuff too, I'm limiting your options because you're only playing four special energy cards.
Quit destroying my genius idea.
Just poking holes in your idea here.
But,
that's all.
But I was having fun with that. If you ever got it to work though, it would be great. It would be so good.
I feel like any deck, you see Pika Rob is just like in it, and you just see like ADP in a corner. Like, oh, Rainbow Energy. I mean, like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do 30 more damage. Alright. Let's open some Vivid Voltage and we'll call it a night.
Our pack openings are brought to you by Top Cuts Central. Use code POKEDAD5 at your checkout on all single Pokemon cards to get 5% off on your order. Visit TopCutsCentral.com.
All right.
I did this for you. It's all grass for you.
Ooh.
Because of we had a Charizard night, and just making it easy for you.
All right, well, I am ready.
All right, bud.
All right, that is Dick, Kitty, 7, Larry, Richard, 742, Phyllis, Harry, Mike, Queen, Gabriel. We have a Dark Energy. A Dusclops. Electric.
It's electric.
Charmeleon.
What turtle?
Picky Peck.
Sure.
It's not all right. A Choodle.
Our turtle.
Riolu. A Chimecha. Chimecho? I don't know how that went. A Ninkata. Is it Winden Stadium or is it Winden?
I would say Winden. Winden Stadium. Whenever either player plays a Pokemon VMAX from their hand to involve the Pokemon V during their turn, heal 1,000 damage from that Pokemon.
Yeah. Colossal's going to need that shit. And an Alcremie.
Yay. Everyone was Kung Fu fighting.
Your turn, Rick.
All right. We have Cat, Nate, Seven, Cat, Patrick, Xylophone, Timothy, Gabriel, Boyk, Seven, Gabriel, Heather, Cat. Getting a lot of C's. A lot of C's out there. Moving this all around. We have Aaron's favorite energy. Gira Fargrig. Moo Moo Cheese. D-Watt. That one that Aaron was trying to say. Chimicho. Nikata. Ooh, Voltorb. Rockruff. Whismur. Reverse Holo is a Crocorock. That's what it is. Crocorock.
I'll go with that. Yeah, that sounds right.
And
I'll give you that one.
Ooh. And our we got a Steelix V.
Woo! What everybody's going for.
Everyone's having a good old time. All right, Aaron.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right.
One, two, three, four. This is going to be a good one, man. I'm pretty excited for you.
I don't trust you. I can't see the area. Either. All right. Min, Harry, Nate, Zoo, Richard, Cat, Richard, Gabriel, Move, Victor, Lisa, David, Six. Fire energy, Flick. I can't see the name, Nuzleaf. Memory Capsule. Adam's going to want that. Giraffarig. Giraffarig.
Giraffarig.
I skipped a part of it in there. Dedenne. I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah. Picky Peck. A Choodle again. A Riolu. Man, this is like a repeat right here. You just gave me the same pack, guys. Ooh, a Reverse Holo Macargo. Ooh, a Galarian Darmanitan V.
Woo! Excellent. Not bad. Two out of three hits. I haven't opened many, but I'll take that. What's the question of the week, bud?
What did I not mention in this episode?
Jeez. Something else.
That's such a good one. It didn't happen, and I realized it was like, what's going to be our question? Such a good one. It's so difficult, yet not at the same time. How dare you?
Yeah, but you have new people. What if this is our first episode? Hey, everybody.
No, how dare you make sense? God, it's had them as fine how many times I said this episode. Start counting, guys. I realized I was listening to myself like, son of a bitch, I'm recognizing it now. So I was like, oh, I got an album. It's different. And this is. I'm sorry that I like to say that while I'm thinking.
Here, how about this? Incilio's reimagined, like, changed deck. What was the stadium card he got rid of?
Okay, I like that one. Yeah.
All right.
I definitely covered that at least twice in, during that conversation.
Yeah, and I asked about it too. So super easy. Outside of that, if you're listening on Spotify, please hit that follow button and hit that notification button, because Spotify has that now. So now you could be just doing whatever you're at work. Your phone will go, yo, guess what? Polkadads, new episode. You'll be like, yes, that's going to make an hour and a half of my day just a little bit better. If you're on iTunes, please hit that five star. We deeply appreciate it. And I know sometimes, you know, we will have good episodes. Sometimes you're like, why did it even come out with that episode? But you want to give 5 star because you like us and we love you. So it's one of those kind of relationships. Mm-hmm. We deeply appreciate it. You can follow us on Instagram at PokeDadsTCG, Twitter at PokeDadsTCG, and Facebook, just PokeDads. I think TCG. No, it's just PokeDads. It's just PokeDads. maybe TikTok. I'm actually in the works with PokeDad Scott. We're trying to figure out what we could do differently from our Instagram page. And we don't really want to run two of the same thing. That just doesn't make any sense. So keep an eye on that. And if you're interested in joining the beta of our Discord, please feel free to message us. We'll send you a link. And come hang out with the 50-plus people that are chilling with us right now. It's a good time. We talk about decks. We talk about popular things that are going around. And a lot of bullshitting. Because everyone likes to hang out with the Pokedads. We're funny. We're cool. We actually talk back. We're not one of those people that are just sit back and be like, oh, this is cool. They're doing their own thing in the Discord. We're very involved. We answer questions. We make fun of people. It's really good.
We make fun of each other.
And it, oh, yeah, but we do that on the podcast. We do. And we're coming close to the registration for our team, challenge with paper and plastic. Registration starts on November 27th. And if you're in our Discord, we also have the Discord link for the store so you can participate. Right now we have over 20 people. But hey, the more the merrier, because I want to be able to say, I took a tournament kicking 30-something people's ass, so I'm down. Bring it. Mm-hmm. Got anything else, Wood?
No, I don't got anything, I don't think.
All right. Well, you enjoy your PS5. Hopefully you get a little more B-drill action at some point, and we'll start building your Beetle deck.
I did play it once. I got to play the B-drill one time. It did happen, everybody, just so you know. It worked. I didn't actually use it to attack, but I drew 3 cards and then I killed the person.
Did it feel good?
It did feel good.
Like, do you feel like it's going to stay and then you're like, all right, I don't need Shaman, or you got Miss Shaman? Because, like, Shaman, you can just get out.
I can.
You get it out easily. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to quick ball to get him, which I can't quick ball the B-drill, but I can Turfield Stadium and get the B-drill. So it's a give and take. That gives my ultra, my quick balls the opportunity for something else, or to toss away as much of a worry.
Yeah, so, and we also can mess. We still can mess with Pokemon communication too. So you can just take a Pokemon card from your hand and switch it with a Pokemon in your deck. So,
yeah.
Could also help when you have weird stages of Rillaboom in your hand. Like, I don't need you. I need you in my deck.
I've never said that ever.
Okay.
I usually use them for discards at that point. I'm like, okay, I can discard you, and I can discard you.
I like it. I like it. Well, as always, I'm Pokedad Rick.
I'm Pokedad Aaron.
Hope you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening. Mess around with that Colossal V. Let me know what you think. And hopefully, I personally hope it's not good. I know. I said it. I don't want it to be good.
I want it to be
good. But, hey, at worst case scenario, Pikaround just plays Mew 3, and then there goes my weakness problem, so. Oh my goodness. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day and have a fabulous weekend.
And as always, your goals be ever in my faith.
I like it. Deuces.
We'll grab another beer.
Sweet. I want to get these deck lists up.